You know the moments. You're in the room, the meeting, the conversation, the comment section, the stage you've been building toward, and something in you goes quiet. Not because you don't have something to say, you have everything to say, but right at the moment where being seen becomes real, something pulls you back. You make yourself smaller. You soften the edge. You let someone else take the space. You tell yourself it wasn't the right moment, that you'll speak up next time, that you need to be more ready, more polished, more sure. And then you drive home and hear it perfectly in your head. Every word, every point you were going to make, exactly what you should have said and exactly how you should have said it, loud and clear. You hear every bit of it, and it's fire now that the moment is gone. This is not a confidence problem. This is not some introvert problem. This is not you being humble. This is a pattern, and it has a name, it has a cause, and it has a cost. And I want to talk about all three of those today. So, welcome back to the Liz and Bitch podcast. This is Rebellion Season, and episode 14 is going to offer one of the most common ways gifted people waste their shit. Not through failure, but through disappearing. Through being almost visible and pulling back at the last second over and over until the almost becomes the story of their life. Almost. I am Brandon Lynette here, your podcast host. I also am hosting this brand new show. I just want to say, you guys, okay, it's Listen Bitch Presents, Tell Me Why You're Special. It is amazing, and I've had incredible people in the hot seat, and I think it's time for you to get on that show. If you have a story, if you have a mess, let's make it your message. And I just want to say, okay, I'm going to toot my own horn here. I'm just going to toot my own horn because I can, because it's my show. Ah! But every single person I've had on there said I am the greatest interviewer. Okay. So I say this not just to brag a little because I'm really good at what I do, but also because I know it's scary, especially if you've never done anything like this before. It's a quick 30-minute show, and I will hold space for you. Like, I will help you. I will build you up, and you will absolutely love the experience. So if you're looking to get a little uncomfortable and you want to just share your I'm a real ass person and this is life story, I want that story. So please go to brandonlynette.com. Okay. Sign up for my emails, or if you already have signed up for my emails, make sure you email me and just say special, so that I can give you my Calendly link and I can get you on my show. Actually, bitch, I'll put it in the show notes. Just look in the show notes, okay? I'm trying to make it so hard for y'all. Just put in the show notes the calendar link, and you're still gonna have to email me though, so we can talk a little bit about what your story is, so I could do a great intro, okay? Because I will do that. Incredible intro for you, just to let people see you hyped up, the hyped up version of you. Anyway, okay, continuing on with my squirrel brain. Yay to neurospicy brains. Y'all know I'm here and I help coach people with that neurospicy brain to step into your God-given potential, taking radical responsibility and creating a life that you love, okay? Happiness. And part of that responsibility is this: if God put something in you that the world needs, staying small is not humility, it is disobedience. It's disobedience. It's not modesty. Okay. I am still looking for sponsors this season, brands that align integrity, health, sovereignty, and truth, not a logo placement, like an actual alignment. So if that's you or you know someone, please reach out. But let's talk about why you keep going quiet, right, when it matters the most. Okay. Because visibility is not vanity. And that distinction, I feel like, matters the most because a lot of people, especially people of faith, especially women, especially those who grew up in environments where standing out was dangerous or discouraged, like we've been taught directly or indirectly that wanting to be seen is ego, that shrinking is holy, that the loudest person in the room is the least spiritual one. And so they conflate visibility with arrogance and invisibility with virtue. That's the devil's work, bitch. And this is what that framework will actually produce: people with genuine gifts, real callings, hard-won wisdom, staying quiet while the loudest, least qualified voices are filling the space. The world does not need more noise. It needs more truth. And if your truth stays locked inside of you because you've been taught that sharing it is somehow prideful, then the people who need to hear it go without it. And there's nothing I'm more afraid of than standing in front of God and He says, "Man, I put all this in you, and I needed you to find your voice because there was one person, Brandon, that didn't make it here because you didn't step into what I called you to." Not only am I risking my chance to stay in an eternal life, like imagine that disappointment and the weight of someone else not getting where they need to go because I played small. Your voice was given to you for a reason. Your potential handpicked, you chosen specifically, not to perform, not to dominate, but to contribute something that only you with your specific history, your specific wiring, your specific experience of God, only you with all of that magic can contribute. And the moment you go quiet to fit the room loses something it didn't even know that it needed. And this is the pattern. You shrink to fit the room. And I'm telling you, this usually does start early. You know, you were too much, too loud, too intense, too opinionated, too sensitive, too smart, too something. And the environment made you pay for it. So you learn to read the room before you entered it, to calibrate your volume to what people could handle, to lead with the version of you that was least likely to make anyone uncomfortable. And you got really good at it. So good that now you just do it on autopilot. It's such an automatic thing. You don't even decide to do it anymore in rooms that never asked you to shrink at all. You're applying an old rule to a new environment and you call it social awareness. Rejection sensitive dysphoria makes this exponentially harder. So if you have this neuro spicy brain, RSD is not just sensitivity. It is an intense near physical experience of anticipated rejection that can fire before any rejection has actually happened. Took me a long time to figure out what the fuck that was. I thought I was broken. I thought something was wrong. I'm not like other people. But that the thought of saying the wrong thing or being misunderstood or being judged or dismissed or laughed at, that thought alone can produce a fear response so overwhelming that silence feels like the only safe option. And then you watch someone else say a version of what you were gonna say and you think, I should have said that. I was gonna say that. But you're not saying it because you didn't know. You were not saying it because your nervous system decided the risk wasn't worth it before you had a chance to choose. Then there are the people that are performing confidence. They're full of shit and they're everywhere. They're so loud, the certain ones, the ones who take up space without apology and seem completely unbothered by what anyone thinks. Some of them have actually done the work, but a lot of them are running a performance. Confidence is like their armor, and certainty is a defense, and their volume is a substitution for depth. And if you've been in rooms with these people and decided that visibility looks like that, that to be seen, you have to become that. Like, bitch, no wonder you pulled back because we all have the discernment for that. And that's not who the fuck you are. But visibility doesn't require you to become someone else, babe. It requires you to become more fully yourself. And there's nothing more freeing or peaceful or easier than doing that. Performing all of that stuff is exhausting. So if you've been really tired lately, maybe you check yourself and just think, man, it would be so easy if I was just more of me. You know that podcast you've been planning for 2 years, or the book that's been in a document you open and close without adding to? The business you've been researching instead of building? The platform that exists in your head in full detail? You've got the audience, the message, the impact, but bitch, you're sitting on it because you're waiting to feel ready enough to start. And this issue shows up in rooms where you are the most qualified person and you let someone less qualified lead because they seemed more certain. It's going to show up in conversations where you have the insight and you phrase it as a question so it goes down easier. In feedback, you soften until the actual point disappears. It's going to come out in opinions you preface with so many disclaimers that by the time you get to what you actually think, people have stopped fucking listening. It shows up in your calling specifically. God-given assignments have a visibility component. You cannot fulfill a calling in secret. You can't. The message, the coaching, the leadership, the art, the advocacy, it requires being seen. And every time you pull back at the edge of visibility, the assignment waits. It doesn't go to someone else, it waits, but the window is not infinite. The people who needed you in this specific season with this specific message at this specific moment, They are out there right now listening to something that's not quite hitting the way your voice would. They're not getting the impact God gave you to place on them. And the cost of staying invisible is not just personal, it's collective. The world loses what you were carrying every single time you stay quiet. You are on the edge of something. You're on the fucking edge of something. And you guys know I'm not coming with some motivational bullshit, hype you up, blow smoke up your ass. I'm saying this because the fact that you're listening to this episode in this season, at this point in the conversation, is not random. Something in you is building towards a threshold, and the pattern, the pullback, the shrink, the almost is going to show up right at the edge. And this is what I know to be true because it always does. And this is what that moment actually is. It is not evidence that you're not ready. It is evidence that you're close enough to feel the exposure. The fear spikes when the real thing, when the thing is real. When it was abstract, there was nothing to protect. But now there is, and your nervous system is doing what it's trained to do. Remember, it's going to protect you from being seen in case being seen is going to cost you something. But this is the question your nervous system hasn't updated its answer to. What is staying invisible costing you? And not even in theory, but I'm saying concretely, like the relationships that stay surface level because the real you never showed up. The income that stayed stuck because the offers never got made. The influence that never materialized because the content never got posted. The calling that's still in your notes app. Visibility is not the absence of fear. It is the decision that the cost of hiding is higher than the cost of being seen. That is a decision you can make. And every time you make it, every time you post anyway, speak anyway, lead anyway, show up anyway, you give your nervous system new data. You survived being seen. The world didn't end. And the next time gets easier. This is how the pattern breaks. It's not one dramatic moment. None of this work is ever going to be one fucking dramatic moment. It's all in 100 small decisions to do the next right thing. Right now, your decision is to stay in the room instead of quietly disappearing from it. Pick one specific place you've been almost visible, one piece of content, one conversation, one opportunity, and close the gap this week. I don't want it to be perfect. I don't want you to feel ready. I want you to do it now. The imperfect visible version of your message does more good in the world than the perfect invisible version sitting in a draft folder, never to be seen. And that for the RSD piece specifically, okay? Before you share something, decide in advance what you will do when the fear response fires, because it will fire. Bitch, it will fire. Have the plan before you need it. I will post it and then I will close the app for 2 hours. I will send the email and then go for a walk. Remove the ability to undo it in the moment when your nervous system is screaming at you to take it back. Okay? And then notice what actually happens after. It's not what you feared would happen. I want you to notice what actually happened because RSD is a liar. It forecasts catastrophe and delivers Tuesday. Your brain needs real data to update the threat assessments, okay? So give it real data by doing the damn thing and surviving it. The rebellion season, you guys, has been building to this. Everything we talk about, all of this is compounding. The grounding, the health, the money, the relationships, the spiritual warfare, the inner critic, the trauma, all of it is clearing a path for this. For you to be fully visible, saying the true thing, taking up space you were always supposed to occupy. The world does not need a quieter version of you. It needs the one that God actually made. This episode hits you somewhere that really matters. Do the thing. Okay? You know what the thing is, bitch. I'm gonna say it for you. Like the show, subscribe, leave a written review. It takes minutes and it puts us in front of the people who need it most right now. Head to brandonlinette.com, get on my list, and watch this video on YouTube. Subscribe over there as well, okay? You guys, I need you to stop going quiet right before you're seen. The room needs what you came in with.